Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Another fresh week spans out before us. On this Monday, the 26th day of the new year, 2004, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. I was on a talk show in Delaware, one of the big talk stations there last night, and a talk show host, Davis Lerman, was playing clips off of the Laura Ingraham show where they edited out the applause when Bush said the Patriot Act is set to expire. Everybody clapped, and we played that clip here, or a lot of the folks in the Congress clapped. And then, strangely enough, when she aired it, and Sean Hannity here, Mr. Socialist, aired it, they had edited that out, so we might be playing that in the next hour, just to reveal the level of crafting that we're facing. And again, my job here on this show is to expose the socialist, the neocons, the communist, and their banker owners and masters, and to expose the globalist control grid being put in place. The job of the big national neocon talk show host is to keep good conservatives in the dark about the reality of what's happening, so the agenda of total micromanagement and control can be put into place. So much news today. I'm going to launch into it right now, and we're going to take your phone calls on these issues or any news item you'd like to mention, any questions, any comments. If you disagree with me on some issue, you go to the head of the line. Five GIs killed in Sui Triangle attacks over the weekend. We'll get into that. Saddam's weapons of mass destruction never existed, says American Chief Arms Inspector David Kay, who was the big war hawk. You saw him all over the shows saying how important this war was and how Saddam had the weapons. Well, the last straw for him was seeing Bush in the State of the Union mention that he'd told him in a report that there were weapons of mass destruction. And he said, look, I never said that. It's a lie. So this is one of their own little neocons turning on him. Why is that happening? This is out of the Scotsman. Very chilling. Government advisor killing children with defects acceptable. Now, we told you. You like abortion? Well, they're going to kill you when you're old and sick. Euthanasia. You like abortion? Well, it's going to be babies until 2 years of age. That's what Princeton and Peter Singer and the Governor's Conference has been discussing, and worldwide it's happening. A government advisor on genetics has sparked fury by suggesting it might be acceptable to destroy children with defects soon after they're born. Well, I've seen the globalist policy reports. It's up to 2 years. We'll be getting into that for you. More on no weapon stockpiles in Iraq. They knew it day one. Hey, forget what Paul O'Neill said. Forget David Kay. I don't need them. You know, last Friday this came out about with David Kay saying that that they lied about weapons of mass destruction. And I got emails over the weekend, hey, why didn't you talk about this more? Because I've talked about it 2 years before the war started, folks. We had the PNAC documents. When are you going to figure out that we only go off the admitted public record on this show? Nothing we talk about is speculation. Maybe 1% of the show out of 100%. It's almost non-existent on this broadcast. Okay. Kay asked why U.S. thought Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, why he was told they did. Democrats called for probe of Iraq weapons claims. Well, wait, Bill Clinton says that Saddam did have them, and he's for Bush, so's Hillary. So, again, we'll get into that. Saddam's weapons of mass destruction hidden in Syria, says Iraq survey chief. Yes, it's in Syria. We've got to go into there. And this and a lot more coming up, folks. Just massive news day. For you, you do not want to miss this show. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm here live, folks. And all the news we're about to cover is posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Today, there have been some new developments concerning the admitted controlled demolition of WTC-7, and so I want to spend no more than about 10 minutes on that later in the show in the second hour. I did a lot of radio interviews this weekend and played the clips on shows across the country, and a lot of listeners called in and said, well, what's the big deal if they blew up Building 7? What's that mean? Well, they told you that they didn't blow it up, and we know they blew up 1, 2, and 7 on September 11th. We've always known that from the eyewitness reports and the seismographs, but the government denied that, and then the owner of WTC-7 and the entire complex, Larry Silverstein, went on national television and said they did blow it up. And this should be a big news item, and people should be talking about it. And how did they get explosives in Building 7 after it was on fire that afternoon and imploded perfectly? It takes days, if not weeks, to do that, to set them up properly. In fact, routinely, when they have weeks to do a controlled demolition, about 1 out of 10 buildings that they rig do not come down. They have to replant explosives, and it's very dangerous because the technicians have to go back into the building. I tell you, it's amazing. So many people out there just cannot think. They cannot think. They cannot use their brains. And I'm not trying to be elitist or sardonic here. It scares me. Because I'm just an average person, folks. I'm just an average Joe who's read history, understands the human dynamic, understands what the power elite is up to. I read their own documents that they're so arrogant, they've made public, and I'm trying to save this country because I love my family. And I don't want my children and my grandchildren growing up in a police state. All right, let's go to the news, and then we'll go to John and Forrest and others that are patiently holding the toll-free number to join us on air today. We'll go to calls early in this hour, 1-800-259-9231. A helicopter went down this weekend, and last time I heard, they don't know how many were killed there. Got this headline, 5 GIs killed in Sunni triangle attacks. Associated Press, Iraq insurgents struck Saturday in the volatile Sunni triangle west of Baghdad, killing 5 U.S. soldiers in separate bombings and narrowly missing an American convoy with a blast that killed 4 Iraqis and wounded about 40 others north of the capital. The bloody attacks occurred as UN Secretary experts began to study the possible return of UN international staff to play a key role in Iraq's transformation to democracy. The thud of distant explosions rumbled across the capital late Saturday, heightening the sense of insecurity that still prevails 9 months after the collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime. By the way, they're going to fill Saddam's spider hole with concrete. They don't want that being investigated. They don't want that being looked at. Just like they blew up the wreckage of the World Trade Centers. Just like they blew up the wreckage of Oklahoma City. Just like they tore up the concrete structure at the Waco compound and buried it in a landfill under guard. Always get rid of the evidence of their systems, their cover-ups, their crimes, their staged events. But the UN has taken over Iraq, and I told you that within a year of the takeover, the United Nations would be firmly ensconced as the bosses. And we've got 3 months to see if my prediction comes true, and it is coming true. They're going to play the part of the good cop. America, now demonized worldwide, is the bad cop. When we're all owned by the same system. And I'm very sad for our troops. Saddam's weapons of mass destruction never existed, says Chief American Arms Inspector. Now, folks, this stinks to high heaven. David Kay was all over television before the war, during the war, after the war, saying Saddam does have weapons of mass destruction, we've got to attack him. He was the big hawk, you know, the Chief American Inspector. And, then he's now saying that he was lied to and it wasn't true. Now, Dr. David Kelly, who was also the former head of the bioweapons lab, Bioport, he was also the chief British inspector. He said he was lied to and that it was a fraud. And then he was seen, according to the Times of London and other publications, with 5 guys in black uniforms standing around him. As the police arrived, they disappeared, and there was his body with the wrist slit and the undigested pills in his belly. And no blood at the scene. So, I wonder if David Kay has taken out a large insurance policy. A life insurance policy might be good for his family if he does that. David Kay, who stood down yesterday as the head of the Bush administration's hunt for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, said that he did not believe that any stockpiles of such weapons ever existed. Mr. Kay, a former UN inspector, said that most of what was going to be found in the hunt or Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction already been uncovered. Well, yeah, there's hundreds of declared sites. There's chemical weapons from end to end in that country. I have the video from when our troops went in 91, and it's all U.S.-marked chemicals. Well, not all of it, about 80% of it. Some of it's Russian-marked. But the really nasty stuff is U.S.-marked, sarin, VX, you name it. And so that's the reality here, boys and girls. This is the reality of what we're facing. And the average American still has no idea of what's really going on. Remember those 36 mustard gas mortars they dug up? Turns out that wasn't true. Well, yeah, you're not going to have people with no gloves on grabbing them and throwing them around. I remember the inspectors right before they went into Iraq the UN inspectors would screw off the cap of a missile and stick their nose in it. Here, let me see if this is a chemical weapon. Here, let me stick my nose in it. And these are people with doctorates in chemical and biological weapons, okay? People who worked for different governments' chemical and biological weapons programs, just like Dr. David Kelly was the head of Horton Down. Well, then they sent him off to be the head British inspector. Same thing with the U.S. inspectors and the Belgium inspectors and the German and French inspectors. They know what a chemical weapon is. They don't just walk up and stick their nose in it. They knew by looking at them they weren't chemical weapons, but they put it on the news. Is this a chemical weapon? And Sean Hannity would say, we found them! We found them! That lying neocon is still on the air saying they found mass graves. Folks, that was a declared 1992 site. The UN questioned the Iranians about it. They said, oh yeah, we send trucks there every month exchanging dead Iraqis for dead Iranians from the Iran-Iraq war. That's why they showed the boxes full of sand with skeletons in them. They were dead bodies dug out of the sand from shallow graves in trench warfare. I don't want to go back into all this. It's just they're still telling the same lies. George Bush told you that this is not an amnesty, folks. That's just a total lie. It's the biggest amnesty ever. So, of course, they're lying to you about everything else. And I don't want to hear, oh, but then you're for Howard Dean or John Kerry. No, I'm not. It doesn't matter. They're all Yale trash. They're all skull and bones. My point here is we don't have a choice. And the government's grown at record levels, 20-plus percent in the last year, 40-plus percent in the last 3 years. I better hurry. I want to go to your calls. Government advisor, killing children with defects acceptable. This is out of the Scotsman. The government advisor on genetics has sparked fury over suggesting it might be acceptable to destroy children with defects soon after they're born. John Harris, a member of the Human Genetics Commission, told a meeting at Westminster he did not see any distinction between aborting a fully grown unborn baby at 40 weeks and killing a child after it had been born. Harris, who is a professor of bioethics at Manchester University, when you hear biometrics, that's the new word for eugenics, would not be drawn on which defects or problems might be used as grounds for ending a baby's life, or how old a child might be while it could still be destroyed. Well, I happen to have the big Eugenics Society documents on this. They want to kill babies up to 2 years. And they've called old people, retarded children, anybody with defects, mackerel, subhuman, and other horrible terms. That's Dr. Peter Singer, who spoke to the governor's conference 2 years ago. I mean, this is the people they bring in to speak to them. This is what's happening. This is the reality. And so you're for abortion. Well, now you're going to have to be for this, I guess, because this is where it all leads. We'll get more into that. 60 Minutes, everybody was calling me yesterday. Oh, my goodness, did you see 60 Minutes tonight? It's so incredible. They came out and said that our government is arming all these terrorist countries. Oh, my goodness. Alex, this is a major breaking story. We have a huge section at PrisonPlanet.com. What's the title of it? Arming Our Enemies? Where they're given nuclear reactors in North Korea. Israel's given nuclear weapons parts to Iran, the U.S., the British are doing it. I've got every publication you can imagine reporting this. Do you know what the Halliburton scam was? And Bill Clinton did this. Again, Bill Clinton allows Rumsfeld to give reactors through ABB, the Swiss company he chaired, to North Korea. Bill Clinton allows the missile transfers of Morrell and Hughes and all these big Republicans, you know, did the transferring, and we all focused on Bill Clinton, the evil traitor who allowed it. And yes, he's an evil traitor. And George Bush is protecting him now, blocking Pardongate. Why? Well, because under the sanctions the last 12 years, no one was allowed to sell oil field equipment to Saddam but Halliburton. That's the UN. Well, you can only buy from our people. See how this scam works? This is an amazing scam. Doing business with the enemy, we'll get to that when we get back after some calls. And 60 Minutes, did it ever occur to you that when President Bush says money is the lifeblood of terrorist operations, he's talking about your money and every other American's money? And then they get into how it's the Fortune 500 who's arming Libya, Iran, Syria, Iraq, everybody else. Well, of course they are. It's just incredible. We'll be right back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel size shampoo. Dial toll free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746, or visit www.nissim.com.
My friends, coming up, I'll get more into the British government's officials saying, hey, we want to go ahead and kill babies, too, after they're born. And New Jersey's legalized cloning past birth, then they can keep the human being alive and use it for body parts. Again, late-night horror movie, it's the new reality. We'll get back into doing business with the enemy, how your loving government and corporations are arming all the supposed terrorists out there. And we'll also get into some of the election news and how staged and phony it all is. And Halliburton's been caught running a bunch of other scams as usual. That's just some of what's coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's talk to John in New York, then Forrest, Wyatt, Michael, Elizabeth, and others. John, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to thank you for all you do and the forum that you provide for the callers to call in and discuss different issues. Just a point of information, while I was listening to you when you were talking about the budget, George Bush Sr.'s last budget in 1992 was $1.2 trillion. Today it's $2.2 trillion plus all the stuff that's off budget, so the cost of the federal government has doubled in about 11 years.
Well, and understand, this is the real numbers. It only grew a little bit under Clinton, and most of that growth now has been in the last 3 years. What is it, 44% increase in the last 3 years?
Oh, it's horrendous.
44%. And look, it's not, quote, conservative programs that are expanding. It's Department of Education, UNESCO, Health and Human Services, that's CPS, folks. It is everything bad. And again, I'm liberal because I'm against open borders, I'm against gun control, I'm against abortion.
Well, I can't disagree with you at all. I called in for two different things. The first, there was an article in the Rochester, New York, Democrat and Chronicle, dated Sunday the 25th, in the A section. The source is the Associated Press. The title of the article is State's Crime Database Sets Off an Alarm. And this is a description of the matrix system that's being set up by the federal government. The current members' states involve Connecticut, Florida, Michigan, New York State, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Utah.
And that's the multi-state anti-terrorism threat exchange.
Let me read to you and to the people who are listening all the different things that are listed.
Let me just stop you. A lot of our listeners driving along in cars don't read the newspaper. Every time you say there's a new matrix system, I get emails saying it doesn't exist. That's a movie. This is real, folks. And by the way, all 50 states are in it. It's been around for a decade. When they say seven states are a part of it, that is not true. They're all part of it. This is the local level data mining of echelon of the National Security Agency, and all these names are meant to confuse us. Total Information Awareness, TIPS, Matrix, these are all just front names. Go ahead.
Okay. This, again, my source is the Associated Press. This is a list of the things that are listed in this article that are included in the information database. Criminal and correctional history, motor vehicle, pilot and boat license and registrations, federal and local weapons, hunting and professional licenses.
Yeah, it's a gun registration program.
Absolutely. Voter registration, digitalized photos, property ownership, address, history, and utility records.
Divorce records.
U.S.
It also has your financial bank accounts, your credit history, who your neighbors are, who your friends are.
Let me continue. U.S. directory assistance, bankruptcies, and U.S. domain names. That's the stuff that it lists in the article. Okay, I urge everybody to call their state legislators and tell them that we want to get out of this.
I wrote a detailed article called DARPA Engineering the Beast System 4 months ago. It details what this system really does. I suggest everyone go read it. And, again, for those that don't believe it's called the Matrix System, you know, I just feel sorry for you. This is public, in your face. I know you want to deny it. Okay, fine.
The last thing I wanted to bring to your attention, Alec, was there is a new video out called Painful Deceptions. Have you heard or seen this video?
Yes, I carry the video at the 1-800 number and the website.
I urge everybody to get this because it dovetails very nicely with your 911 tape, and it does a terrific job in explaining why the buildings couldn't come down because of the fire.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Yeah, we carry it in DVD and VHS. Painful Deceptions, $22. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or the toll-free number, or write to me. We'll be back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. I want to get to all your calls. So have a question, a comment, a statement, and then we're going to move on because I got a ton of news and some guests and just so much info for you today. Before we go back to the calls, a listener, John in New York, just mentioned Eric Huffman's video that accompanies his book, Painful Questions, is the book with hundreds of color photos and diagrams and documents of how they brought down Tower 1, 2, and 7, which is now publicly admitted with 7. The video is stunning. And it's 2 hours long, $22 on DVD or VHS, and we have them in stock right now. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. We also have 9/11 Road to Tyranny, my film about September 11th, part two of that, Masters of Terror, a Police State 3 Total Enslavement, gets into what the New World Order is, who the neocons are, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Ashcroft's Lies, the Cashless Society Control Grid, the Firing Troops, the Concentration Camps, the UN-run White Slavery Rings, Gun Control, Forced Inoculations, and so much more. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, where I snuck into the secret occult compound in Northern California. That's now been on national television, by the way, aired again 2 weeks ago on the Trio Network, my infiltration of the Satanic Coven up there, where most of the Christian conservative leaders go. They're really Satanist. I don't care how crazy that sounds. It's been in the Washington Times. You need to get Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. See the ritual for yourself. One of the rituals, there's many, I just caught one on tape. I was inside 4.5 hours. The films are all over 2 hours long, my videos. They're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. Now, there's my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. It's excellent as well. My book's $12, Watson's $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift when you buy one of Order Out of Chaos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order the books, the tapes, the videos, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers, the deception dollars. It's all about waking people up. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. When you get my videos, you're authorized. I want you to make copies of them, to put them on Access TV, to get them out to opinion makers, your neighbors, in your community. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, get the films, wake people up. Folks are very open-minded now. They see the pieces. We got to help put the pieces together for them. Okay, let's quickly go to these calls. Forrest in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Alex, John was right. They're pulling the net up around us. You're right, too. We went to Washington, D.C. to the March for Life rally, and we were dropped off at Constitution and the Vietnam War Memorial. Well, Regina had made a sign. She wanted to put it together. So we put the stick in the sign and proceeded to walk past the War Memorial up to the Lincoln Memorial. We were about 500 feet away. We wanted to take a picture. Well, the security guard came up and told us we couldn't bring a sign onto this property, onto this section of land. Well, I asked him why not. He said this is sacred ground. I said, these men died and bled so that my wife could carry this sign onto this property. He said, you can take it up with me or I'll call the park police. Well, that disturbed me a lot. And all of a sudden, this picture of police state two flashed into my mind. I saw policemen saying they're just doing their job. So I told him what came to mind. It was amazing how your videos and other people's videos just give you building blocks upon which to speak with people. And I told him, well, that's what the Nazis said when they were taking the prisoners to the camps. And when we proceeded to leave that area quickly and shake the dust off of our feet, we moved to the rally. I thought it was at the Washington Monument, but the Washington Monument's been cordoned off. You can't get to within 400 yards of the Washington Monument. So it was between the Washington Monument and the White House. There were a lot of good people there, and the Children for the Children of God for Life stood up at the end and said loudly, "The idea of vaccines containing fetal tissue will not be forgotten." I thought that was one of the best attaboys at that rally.
What do you think about the British government, their big eugenics head, saying, hey, we need to kill babies after they're born?
Well, Regina's sign, and I wanted to tell you that. Her sign said, President Bush rejoining UNESCO equals increase in infanticides and perversions. And there was no mention of that that comment. There was just, it was all pro-Bush, pro-Republican, and I'm not saying these are bad people, but I'm saying this is swinging into an area where we have to look at this British man, and we have to understand, and we have to educate the Christians and the Catholics. Not that there's any difference, but we have to educate them in what you're saying.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Forrest. 3 weeks ago, federal court in North Carolina ruled that you can have hundreds of pro-Bush supporters on a public sidewalk with signs that say, I love Bush, and if one person walks up with a sign saying, no blood for oil, you can be arrested and federally charged. You have to go to a free speech zone at a baseball field a half mile, 2 miles away with no media, and the media is not allowed to go to the location you're at. Federal court ruling, no First Amendment. And it's going to happen to pro-lifers, it's going to happen to liberals, it's going to happen to all of us. This is the new America. Wyatt in Maryland. Wyatt, go ahead.
Alex.
Hello.
A while back, PBS had a special. I think it was around the memorial of 9/11. They had a special about the construction of the World Trade Centers from its inception. Prior to its inception, from what the ground used to look like, it was like closed up dockyards and basically turned into slums. And the Rockefellers are the ones that put the whole idea together to build this World Trade Center. So it was the Rockefeller money who actually put the land, the buildings, the funding, everything together.
The Rockefellers held the note on the Port Authority construction of the complex, and they made the money off of it.
Right.
They sold it to Silverstein right before 9/11. He took out his insurance policies, and the rest is history.
Right. And the I talked about a lot on the air very much about the Rockefeller participation in that. Of course, we know that they're globalists. And since it was the World Trade Center, they're the ones that pulled it. And the only buildings that collapsed were everything a part of that World Trade Center complex. That was it. Nothing else collapsed. So they destroyed their entire...
Yeah, there were buildings owned by other people closer to 1 and 2, but then one across the street, Building 7, catches on fire later and then implodes, and now the owner says that they blew it up. And this is just calmly announced. What do you think of this big Larry Silverstein story?
Oh, well, if you would have to be a complete dimwit not to be able to put the pieces together. It doesn't take a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon to figure this out. I mean, the average American can figure this, how this all went down without any complexity involved. But, of course, they can always, the government or whoever, the officials can always say it's a conspiracy. They can use the word conspiracy against the citizens of the United States or at will. But when we use conspiracy, it's something that's a UFO tactic.
But this is admitted in plain public view that Building 7 wasn't hit by an aircraft, that it caught fire later that afternoon and collapsed at 4:35 Eastern Time, and the owner of it, Silverstein, gets on PBS and says, "We made the decision to blow it up."
Well, I agree. The mass media that's put out the propaganda has been swallowed by the American people. Since most of the American people who don't want to investigate at all, who don't want to be disturbed out of their comfort zone, don't want to do the investigative work or learn about the facts because it disturbs their comfort level if they have to think, put a thought process behind it, and understand what's going on, and then they don't know how to they wouldn't know how to handle it at the beginning and the ending, so they
well,
block
I know
it
this.
Off.
Any news reporter out there can go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, look at all the evidence. There's no debating it. They blew up Building 7. How'd they get the explosives in if they made the decision while it was on fire? Why hasn't it been a bigger news item that they did demolish it? This is hidden in plain view, and everybody should contact local news reporters, radio hosts, you name it, and tell them, hey, go investigate this, because if anybody investigates this, it's totally clear what happened. Thanks for the call.
Alex House. Well,
sure, go ahead.
A caller about 2 weeks ago called in and said that he was had to disagree with you, that you were putting out false information. He said that a friend of his was at the fire at the Pentagon and said he saw, and this quote, he's doing third party now, he said, "My friend told me he saw the tail section with American Airlines." Remember that? Do you remember that call?
Yes.
Okay, well, it was a United plane that hit that building. It wasn't American Airlines.
Well, look, I mean...
But, you know, it's just that thing that they do that to you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call, Wyatt. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Washington. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Hey, I checked out some more of Silverstein stuff. Do you know about his lawsuits?
Yes.
With Harry Miller?
Yeah, why don't you go over it for folks?
Okay, well, I sent them to you, but Harry P. Miller was a Vietnam vet. I don't know if he's still alive, but he's 70 years old now. He's a Vietnam vet, and Harry Miller in 1989 sued Larry Silverstein because he owns a strip club in New York called Runaway 69. In his suit, Harry Miller, the plaintiff, he filed $49 million in damages against Larry Silverstein, the alleged owner of Runaway 69, a Queens dance club. WNBC TV Channel 4 television station, the City of New York, Presidents Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon, Ross Perot, John Vesey, and General Colin Powell. The gravamen of Miller's complaint is that the named defendants committed or aided others in committing illegal acts, including assassinations over a 25-year period, beginning amidst the Vietnam War, in furtherance of a conspiracy to distribute Laotian heroin. He also asserted that the defendants are still engaged in heroin trafficking today, and that Goldfingers International, a business that supplies nude dancers to nude dance clubs, is laundering the proceeds of the conspiracies through Runaway 69. Miller,
now, I saw that article, but again, I can't confirm that, so I don't really get into it.
Well, there's,
but I mean, we know about BCCI. I mean, when you talk about heroin, drug dealing, I mean, you get into the CIA and the people running the White House. I mean, look, the CIA didn't start dealing drugs. Those that were drug dealers founded the CIA. That's admitted mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, opium money of the British East India Company founded Skull and Bones. That's MSNBC. And it's the same crowd we're dealing with today.
Well, it took 10 years for the case to be dismissed. I mean, he appealed it and everything, but it was dismissed as frivolous. But gives me the indication.
I've seen the lawsuit.
Gives me the indication that Silverstein's pretty well connected.
Well, Silverstein is very well connected. I mean, we're not saying Silverstein brought down the towers and the whole thing was just to get the insurance money. That's just a side issue caveat.
Yeah,
but
he admitted to pulling it.
Exactly. Thanks for the call, Michael. Let's talk to Elizabeth in Maryland. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I just have 2 points. Thank you so much, especially for holding the line on sanctity of life, protecting the weak and the vulnerable and those who can't protect themselves. And I urge your listeners to pray to hold this line.
In this country and in England, they're saying we want to kill babies after they're born.
That's just terrible.
So I guess, you know, I'm evil because I'm against that now, so...
And the cloning in New Jersey that you reported, I hope there are many people who are really, really shocked by that. And the other point, I want to tell you a success story for the Big Berkey. We ordered one at Christmas, but we haven't been able to use it yet. And I gave one to a neighbor who's had some health problems, both she and her husband. And I had noticed how rough her skin always looked. And so she's been using it for 2 weeks. And she decided to wait and tell me after she gave it a good trial. And I looked at her, and I thought, my goodness, your skin is so smooth. You look so much better. And she says, we're drinking so much water now, and it tastes wonderful. And this is the funny part. She said their dog even wants to drink more water.
Absolutely. I don't know how your water is in your area of
not
Maryland.
Good. It's
but,
not
but,
good.
But in Houston, it tastes like kerosene. And I don't know how anybody can drink it there, but now that I've been drinking filtered water for 5 years, I can't drink tap water. And bottled water, which they admit isn't very clean, tastes like garbage to me. Folks, your body is 70% water, and this is one of the biggest areas we're being poisoned, and it's a simple way to take control of your life. Absolutely, thanks for that plug, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Dave in Maine. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I have a couple things for you today. First off, I was listening to Neocon Limbaugh last week, and he did some pretty interesting mind games with his listeners. What he did was he said, I'm not going to talk about the Democrats' response to Bush's State of the Union, so I'll just sum it up for you in 90 seconds. And what he did was he went down through a bunch of the traditional Democrat maxims, such as global warming, tree huggers, and he was giving quotes of what a Democrat would say. And every now and then he would slip in a thing like, Halliburton oil is evil, Halliburton wanted all the contracts, the Gulf War was all over oil, there are no weapons of mass destruction. And the way he wove it together...
Yeah, they balkanize it where you're a liberal... If you don't like lying, phony wars, when the most conservative member of Congress was against the war and brought out the PNAC documents before the war, Ron Paul, and said, look, they say Saddam's not a threat. They say it's about oil. That's not Alex Jones or Ron Paul saying it. It's Dick Cheney.
Right, but it comes across as anybody who says it is a dumb liberal. Now, the second thing I have for you is I was reading through a terms and conditions of a Capital One credit card offer. And you and I both
And it says Patriot Act 1.
No, this is even worse than that. You and I and most of the listeners know that all money is created from nothing and it's all counterfeited at the time of the loan. And some people have been countersuing for that fact that the credit card company or bank never actually suffered any damages at the loan because they accepted a promissory note for
value. It's fiat.
Right. Well, what they've done in this this new condition that they have for their Capital One credit card is it says, quote, I understand that the customer agreement contains an arbitration provision that may limit my legal rights, including my right to go to court, to have a jury trial, and to participate in class actions. And it goes on to say, I'll receive the Capital One customer agreement and bound by its terms and all future revisions. So they left it pretty open-ended right there after they said, you've agreed to no court, no jury trial, no nothing, and we're going to do what we want.
Well, when you get a bank account, they have you sign that now, and that's how the IRS grabs your account with no charges or no trial.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm getting sick and tired of this, so I purchased some time on a local AM station up here. I started teaching about debt money and driver's license and all that in a half-hour show, and I'm running your 911 The Road Tyranny commercials right on there in the commercial breaks. So,
well, that's awesome. What station are you on?
We're on AM 1390 WEGP in Presque Isle, and I'm trying to get you on. Presque Isle, Maine.
When are you on?
Well, when? 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock when?
Thursday night.
All right. We'll be back with more calls, more news. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
You know, it's not debatable that Halliburton double-charged on fuel with the Pentagon. It's not debatable that they've been given most of the contracts with no bids. It's not debatable that Dick Cheney has his big account that's managed by his money manager, so he's not involved in Halliburton decisions. give me a break. The White House not allowing any bids and giving it all to Halliburton. And again, they say you're a liberal if you talk about this. It's just mindless left-right garbage. Now when the Democrats get in office in a year or in 4 years, whenever that happens, they're going to be, while they're running scams for the globalists, it'll be, oh, it's just those right-wingers saying it. You see how the left-right system shuts down the thinking process? They're all together. Bill Clinton was giving reactors in North Korea for Rumsfeld. So that's coming up, and of course, more of your calls. I'm going to go over this doing business with the enemy, the 60 Minutes whitewash everybody thinks was so incredible last night. More on David Kaye saying there's no weapons of mass destruction. Kucinich, Iraq policy will lead to draft. Well, that's what Ron Paul's saying as well, the word in Congress, and a lot more. So also, Bush's approval rating drops massively. Only 52% of voters said they're going to 52% said they're not going to vote for Bush, so be afraid, be very afraid, and look for more terror attacks so we can love our gracious leader again and accept their police state agenda. But do you realize how evil the Matrix system is? That's local police and businesses collecting all data on you and putting it into the NSA, tracking and tracing everything you do with no Fourth Amendment or Fifth Amendment. I mean, it's just so un-American, and it's all right out in plain view, hidden in plain view. Richard in Florida, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Concerning the grand jury situation, I spoke to you last week, but I don't want to change the subject, so I want to get into more detail. You know, I had ambitious plans. I was very enthusiastic, but, you know, so far it's been a big disappointment for me. I mean, the roadblocks everywhere. You know, my hands are tied. I saw Red Beckman's video over the internet, and it appears to be a very noble cause, but, you know, I don't know how realistic it is. I mean.
Okay, for folks that just joined us and don't know about our past conversations, Richard, you're now on a grand jury, and
right.
Grand jurors are supposed to run the proceedings themselves. But just like everything else, they've usurped that voting box. You vote in the jury box, the grand jury box. You vote in elections. There's the soapbox as well. They're trying to take that now with these protest zones and free speech zones and the rest of it. And so you're now running into roadblocks. That's exactly what we're talking about. The power of the grand jury was able to make Bill Clinton testify about his perjury back in the late 90s. But grand juries have become creatures of the prosecutors, and they tell you what to do. And you're saying you've seen that happen. You need to educate the other grand jurors.
Yeah, it's been a very big disappointment. I mean, the joke that grand juries are nothing but rubber stamps that can even indict a ham sandwich is very true. I mean, I've preached till I'm blue in the face. I mean, it's like, you know, people, you know, I haven't been able to get them out of the matrix. And it's like, I don't know, they don't care. But, you know, I would take that, you know, as far as we cannot have a, you know, we're rubber stamp, I would tolerate that. But where it really crosses the line with me is the fact that I can't play offense. And, you know, because I had some ambitious plans to go after some big guys. And I've been told, you cannot make your own investigation.
And that's totally false. The grand jury is supposed to do investigations.
And I need some help, Alex. What do I do? I mean,
it's a hard fight against tyranny, but we can't give up. Richard, I would get you in contact with Red Beckman. Tell you what, I'll put you on hold. I'll get your number. I'll try to get you Red Beckman's number. We'll be back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive.
The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.